Sammy Stuffit, written by Brian Roberts, illustrated by Fred Volk. When Sammy was young. What is it about stuff? It seems no one can get enough of it. We want bigger stuff. We want faster stuff. And we want fancier stuff. It just seems we want more and more stuff. There wasn't anyone who liked stuff more than Sammy Stuffit. He began collecting stuff when he was 5 and never quit collecting it. He just kept getting more stuff and keep on stashing it away. When Sammy got stuff, he stuffed it somewhere. The more he got it, the more he stuffed. He didn't use it, rather, he stuffed it. He stuffed it here, he stuffed it there, and he stuffed it everywhere. When Sammy was 5, he stuffed his dresser, his stuffed frocks, and stuffed sock drawers. He stuffed baseball cards, stamps, and bottle caps, and pant drawer. He stuffed toy cars and trucks in his drawers. Soon his dresser was so stuffed, there was no room left for more stuff. When Sammy turned 6, he stuffed his closet. He stuffed under his bed, and he stuffed stuff in his corners of his room. Soon his room became so stuffed with stuff that there was no room for Sammy. Sammy grew older. He just got more and more stuff. He stuffed in the attic. He stuffed in the basement and the garage with stuff. Stuff was everywhere and around Sammy's house. Sammy had every game ever made. He didn't have just one game. Instead, he had many of each. He had 6 televisions, 24 radios, 9 stereos, 32 bicycles. He had thousands of books and CDs and computer hardware and software. It seemed there was nothing Sammy didn't have. He had more stuff than anyone on the planet. Years passed. When Sammy got even older and sold in much of his stuff, he didn't stop collecting more stuff. And he never threw anything away. He just got newer stuff to stuff away in his older stuff. Every time Sammy filled one place with stuff, he would buy another place to put in more stuff. He bought garages, barns, and warehouses, and boxcars. And he bought barges and boats, and he had stuffed them with all more stuff. When someone asked to borrow some Sammy stuff, he refused, said, "It is my stuff and I want to keep it safe. Besides, if I let someone use my stuff, they might not bring it back. It is my stuff and I am going to keep it for myself." Sammy begins to wander. One day, Sammy's friend asks, "Sammy, what do you do with all your stuff?" Sammy thought and thought about it. He thought and thought. He scratched his head and thought some more and some more. "So Sammy, what do you do with all your stuff?" his friend asked again. After thinking what seemed a long time, Sammy finally answered, "Nothing." Sammy said, "I absolutely do nothing with my stuff." "And why do you have so much of it?" Because why? Preston's friend. Sammy didn't know how to answer, so he just blurted out, because it makes me happy. Well, you sure don't seem all happy, replied Sammy's friend. Besides, how can something you absolutely do nothing with make you happy? Wouldn't all stuff you stuffed away and make someone who doesn't have much stuff be happy to you? Sammy didn't know how to respond to his friend. He became frustrated, so he stomped off. But what his friend said made him think about all his stuff. He began to think that maybe there was no truth to what his friend said. Same changes. He thought about his stuff that just sat in the drawers, closet, barns, warehouse, and boxcar. He began to realize that he never used it. He suddenly became to realize it was just stuff. So after thinking more and more about his stuff, Sammy made a decision that having so much stuff stuffed away was silly. He thought it made him selfish. He realized that it didn't really make him happy. So Sammy gave a little of his stuff to someone who had very little stuff. He sat down that the stuff made a person happy, and Sammy felt good. So he gave more stuff away and made a person feel better. To Sammy's surprise, giving his stuff to others made him happier than the having stuff for himself. Before long, Sammy had given most of his stuff away. He soon became known as Happy Sammy instead of Sammy's stuff. The end.